This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct's spring sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Of the Armstrong and Getty Communications compound. Hey, everybody. Brand new week. Monday, we're under the tutelage of our general manager.
Crowded C-suite, whatever that means these days. Jack, Volodymyr Zelensky, and the brave Ukrainian people, our general manager, of course. Also, Saturday Night Live's Kate McKinnon, who's leaving the show. I don't know what you think of SNL these days, folks, but she's one of the funniest people ever. And Taiwan!
What was that first thing you said?
The C-suite is crowded.
What does that mean?
I don't know. People refer to that as like where the chief executive hangs out, the C-suite. I don't know what that means. I'm throwing it around because I'm hip, you know. And I've read the latest business tome.
I'm so unhip, I don't even hang around people that say that sort of thing, I guess. Are you, we got to talk, maybe the breaking news is the Taiwan story. We got to talk about that in a second. But I'm wondering, are you working the monkeypox desk?
I am indeed.
I was hoping you would be.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I got my monkeys in cages ready to go, ready to experiment.
I assume you
need monkeys.
So you're not only keeping up on the news about monkeypox, but you're conducting your own monkey-related experiments. Well, that is very handy.
Well, I bought a couple of dozen over the weekend. I haven't started anything yet because I'm still trying to figure out what it is.
Couple of dozen. That would be at least 24 monkeys, which seems like a lot. If you keep them in a barrel full of monkeys. The president said over the weekend, everyone should be concerned about monkeypox, which I thought was a ridiculous thing to say. But I suppose it's something you say as a leader so that there's no chance if this explodes, anybody can go back and show a tape of you not taking it seriously. But it seemed to me like the president of the freaking United States saying everybody should be worried about monkeypox. Okay, in what form should this worry manifest itself in my life exactly? What am I supposed to be doing? Stay on the balls of my feet, head on a swivel? I mean, what am I supposed to be doing to, quote, be worried about monkeypox?
You know what's funny is the joke that first leapt to my mind is actually what one jackass suggested, that we start at least considering to wear masks to prevent monkeypox.
I thought you had to, you don't have to sex up a monkey to catch it, do you? But I thought you
no,
had,
but it helps.
I thought you had to exchange fluids with someone to get monkeypox.
Close proximity for an extended period and probably fluid. Spittle, you know, they cough, the droplets are in the air. I don't know. Again, but, I got the monkeys. I haven't begun the experiments yet.
But even that would be a policy decision by whoever's in charge of the policy wherever you live. That's not everybody should be concerned about monkeypox. Again, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that information as a citizen.
I think you may have nailed it. I think in the modern era of, I don't know, whatever this is, you've got to be so lawyerly. We need to be on the record as saying everyone should be concerned in case 20 million people die of the monkeypox, which will never freaking happen. I mean, there won't be 20 people die. The latest big outbreak of this a number of years ago, nobody did.
And they have vaccines, unlike the COVID, which, you know, we were a year into it before we had a vaccine. This, they've got vaccines already.
Okay, super. I am so completely unconcerned. I didn't know that. I didn't think to look into it. I don't care. Nobody needs to be concerned in the slightest about monkeypox.
I'm keeping a loaded gun near the bed.
There's in case any monkeys come at you.
If there's a monkey on the farm, that monkey. Sorry, monkey. You chose the wrong place. Especially with the president saying everyone should be concerned about monkeypox. Right. I'm taking you out.
I agree. Zoos need to rid themselves of the furry menace.
Let's start the show officially so we can discuss that other, probably more realistically interesting story of the day. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this. It's Monday. It's May 23rd. Is Memorial Day weekend this coming weekend?
It is indeed, senor.
Okay. We're Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
All right, let's begin then officially according to FCC rules and regs. Here we go at Mark.
Well, they haven't told me the level of exposure yet, but it is something that everybody should be concerned about.
Okay, I want details. Okay, can we get the clip we discussed before the show so we can discuss that? That's the clip where...
That was a fine clip you played, but it wasn't the right one.
Here we go.
Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are?
That's the commitment we made.
What are you, chief? I said yes. Get off
that
my lawn.
Was Nancy Cordes of CBS News asking the president, while he's in Asia specifically, would we come militarily to the defense of Taiwan if they're invaded by China? And for the first time ever, we've done away with, what is it called, something ambiguity?
Yeah, strategic ambiguity.
Maybe we will, maybe we won't. Maybe that's been our position all along. Oh, yeah, we might. We will. Or will we? Or won't we? Or we might. It's the way we've been for like 50 years.
Apparently trying to annoy China into complacence.
And now the president has just stated flat out, we would. Now, what is the number one question that everybody in the world, from high-level officials to your average Joe on the street, thinks when they hear the president say that?
Did he really mean it? Was that deliberate? Or is that a crazy old man who just says crazy stuff?
Did he mean that? Was he answering the same question she asked?
Oh, boy.
Is the White House going to walk this back? There has been a tiny walk back, but it looks like, I don't know.
I would call it a significant walk back. I have it in front of me.
Okay, go ahead.
If you want. So, again, Biden unambiguously stated, yes, that is the commitment we've made. The White House quickly tried to deny that the president meant what he seemed to be saying. And that phraseology, by the way, is from the New York Times. No right-wing hackery. Yeah. As the president said, our policy has not changed. He reiterated our one China policy and our commitment to peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. He also reiterated our commitment under the Taiwan Relations Act to provide Taiwan with a military means to defend itself. That's not what I heard.
Well, if they're stating our policy hasn't changed, well, then, yeah, they are definitely walking it back.
Or he said the quiet part out loud, that the answer to the strategic ambiguity question, what would we actually do? He went ahead and said, yeah, we'd jump in militarily.
Well, doesn't that eliminate the whole, doesn't that take all the fun out of the ambiguity part?
Oh, I'd say it's pretty unambiguous, yes.
Yeah. That really takes the juice out of the ambiguity part, if you say, we would, by the way.
Unless he comes out today and says, absolutely not. What are you talking about? Then we're back to ambiguous. Certainly confusing.
I don't know how many people are interested in this question. I don't know how long I'd want to discuss the whether that's the correct policy or not. To me, the interesting part of this for everybody right this moment is, did the president do this on purpose or not? I mean, is he changing major world geopolitical policies that involve possible wars just willy-nilly? Or did they think this out? To me, that's the question. So MSNBC went to great lengths, because I got the ding on my phone in the middle of the night. I was awake with my mind spinning about a million things. And I got the ding on my phone that the president had said that. And I thought, oh, wow, that's a pretty big deal. And then so I flip on the cable news when I get up. And at least on MSNBC, they were all about, regardless, it is the proper policy, and it is now. We're all very happy. So they're just going to overlook the fact that he may have made the policy up on the fly and just go with the fact that it's the right policy.
You know, if I was going to lean in the other direction, the rambling old man theory, he also said, talking about Taiwan and compared to Ukraine, et cetera, the idea that that can be taken by force, it's just not appropriate. So I hope that Chairman Xi's advisors ran to him and said, Chairman Xi, bad news. It would be inappropriate for us to take Taiwan.
We're not going to know for years and years, I don't think, what it's actually like at the top levels of the White House. But I wonder if all the people around him are just freaking scared to death every time a microphone comes near his face of what he's going to say.
I'll bet they're concerned as heck, yes.
And how they're going to straighten it out.
Well, you know, as long as we're on the topic, we were kicking around among the gang that runs this ramshackle program. A video from back in the day when I think it was the first time Joe Biden ran for president.
Yeah, we're going to play that later. It's pretty good. It's from 1988.
Right, but he made all sorts of wild claims, none of which were true, about his education, his achievements, and that sort of thing. And I found myself, and I've seen that many times, but I found myself wondering anew, is he nuts? Or does he think nobody is going to bother to check? Or is he self-delusional? What's going on in his noggin? And it doesn't seem to have improved much.
Well, I assume your point is he was doing this when he was young, just right, making stuff up out of nowhere sometimes. So,
yeah, and it's either disingenuous and ballsy or it's crazy.
And by young, we mean in his 50s.
Right.
Anyway, more on that later. We'll have to replay that, because I've heard that before, too. But if you haven't heard it, you should want to hear it, because it's really quite extraordinary. So maybe we changed major policy with China overnight. Maybe we didn't. How does mailbag look?
Oh, it's good. Good, strong start to the week. Robust.
Well, I'm going to take the break to try to clear the building of monkeys, make sure there are none on any floor or hiding in the bathroom stalls.
One monkey is one monkey too many.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just every nook and cranny. He'll must be monkey free.
He'll breathe his pox on you. So we got a lot on the way. Here's our text line, 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Bill Maher, his HBO show, did one of the best jobs of taking on the growing LGBTQ plus thing on why are there so many more people all of a sudden? What's going on? Which, you know, only a guy like him from the left can really bring that up and get away with it without being called hateful.
Indeed, and some related material having to do with various official policies that are absolutely insidious. that have flowed from the Biden administration's top transgender official, what that looks like on the street when a prominent federal official says there's no debate about hormone blockers and surgeries for children, when there's an enormous debate. So that reality coming up, among other things. Also some polls, huh? Taking the pulse of the American people?
Particularly about way people view the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. And I just saw they were portrayed in the news yesterday. Feel like they got it completely wrong, and would like to look into that myself. Also, Charles Barkley rode into his TV show on a horse last night. I want to talk about that.
Big horse, I hope.
Oh, yeah. You got to have a big horse to bring Charles Barkley around.
Yeah, my goodness. Here's your freedom-loving quote of the day, sent along by alert listener Ken. From G.K. Chesterton, the true soldier fights not because he hates what's in front of him, but because he loves what is behind him.
That's a good one.
I can't help but cast my mind to Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam to a large extent. The soldiers were not being asked to fight for what was behind them per se,
right,
except in sort of a generalized sense of civilization or anti-communism.
Which is certainly not the same as you're on the outskirts of your own town, like a lot of these Ukrainian soldiers are.
Right, right. Very, very different experience for the men and women involved. Here's your mailbag. Our theme today, great information. The folks weighing in on questions that have come before the program. For instance, Mendocino Gentleman Farmer writes, on the topic of large restaurant portions, which we had discussed last week, ask any restaurant owner. Food is a very small expense in the big picture. It's labor, rent, utilities, insurance, workman's comp, regulations, permits, etc. A $15 plate of spaghetti is worth less than a dollar worth of food. Since the food is relatively inexpensive, restaurants serve larger portions in an attempt to make customers feel more comfortable paying $15 for $1 worth of food. Makes sense.
I guess. Maybe it's just the crowd I hang around. Most people I feel like I know aren't happy with the giant portions.
No, I used to be. Not anymore.
Oh, I haven't been happy at the size of a portion of food they bring me at a restaurant since I was like 25. Oh, why is this cheeseburger so big?
Yeah.
Why is this burrito so big?
Well, there are those humans, and I know this will come as a shock to you, that can refrain from eating the entirety of what's in front of them.
Nah, you can't do that. No human being can do that.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, let's see. Ah!
So that's an interesting contrast right there. So I'm thinking, you really are happy that it's that big? And a lot of you are probably saying to me on the radio, you really can't just stop eating at the appropriate time and save the rest for later? You idiot.
Right. Right. You're talking past each other.
Right.
Venus and Mars or something. I don't know. Let's see. Al Anonymous writes, spent the weekend fishing with a college buddy who's been retired from the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, for about 5 years. He had an interesting theory about the baby formula shortage. He mentioned he has no specific evidence, but I've been wondering what was going on with this whole situation, and I think this spells out what was mystifying me. It's pretty well written. He believes it all started as a government shakedown when the FDA notified Abbott that they had an anonymous allegation of unsanitary conditions at one of Abbott's auxiliary facilities, which is what happened.
That's the biggest company that makes this stuff? Or?
Yeah, and a giant plant there. Is it in Indiana? Somewhere in the Midwest. Since the FDA would not provide specifics of the allegation, Abbott decided to shut down production until the FDA provided a specific allegation. FDA had nothing, so it became a game of chicken, just a theory. You know, I don't know, I can't attest to that, but having just read Matt Taibbi's recent enormous piece of journalism about the super aggressive new progressive regulatory state, where they put ideologues in charge of these agencies, and the ideologues are saying, we're going to change the world for the better, and we're going to do it through regulation and fines. Like, for instance, we're going to look at a company and see whether it has enough LGBTQ people on the board of directors, and if they don't, we're going to go crazy after them violating, you know, picayune little regulations until they do what's right. And I wonder if the FDA was engaging that sort of thing.
I've skipped over this story mostly because neither of our kids ever used formula, so I don't really have a concept of who uses it, how much, for what reason or whatever.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people do for various reasons. Let's see. Here's somebody writes in if, well, we're out of time. 10 seconds. Good Lord. I can't read anything in 10 seconds, Michael. You're oppressive.
Some new polls about people's opinions about the parties. I think you'll find interesting.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
An attendant on a Frontier Airlines flight helped deliver a passenger's baby while heading to Florida. Because on Frontier, it's not even worth asking if anyone on board is a doctor.
Wow.
Obviously, if you're a doctor, you'd be on a better airline, so...
It's a fine discount airline. I don't get that joke.
I've got to update us on monkeypox, Joe. It is 92 confirmed cases worldwide. In 12 countries, I'm looking at the map up on CNN, and I like the way they light up the entire country red if you've had a case. So the United States is all red as a country because there's been a case or two cases? Has there just been one? All of Canada's lit up because they've had a case. All of Australia, who just had their first case. So you got all these giant areas lit up like monkeypox is really just taking off around the globe, but each of these big countries has one case. But here's the big news out of the WHO today. The World Health Organization, and we all put our trust and faith in them.
Oh, absolutely. Always have.
We were just discussing earlier. So there was some talk of going back to masks to stop the spread of monkeypox. Then we discussed the fact that it's spread by fluids. So you got to be really talking to a close talker with who sprays when he talks. I mean, really, ugh, to get the fluids. That's not so how it's gross. Spreading, though. According to the WHO, it's spreading mostly in sexual form right now.
Oh. Hot monkey love.
So you thought you brought something bad from the back home from the club. You never brought home monkeypox before.
Oh boy. Get yourself tested. Jack, why don't we return to the first of all, I gotta hear this. Give me clip 63, Michael. This is Dr. Mark Siegel.
It doesn't look like it's mutated much. It doesn't look like it's easy to catch. It doesn't look like it's spreading like wildfire. So if you see someone with pox, you know, or swollen lymph nodes, you're going to want to stay away from them anyway. The idea that we're talking about bringing masks back for this is ridiculous.
Oh, really? Is it? Let me take you back to the chilling days of yesteryear, 2003, the last great monkeypox explosion, when there were That's a tape of that's everywhere at the time. I mean, it was louder than the cicadas, all the monkeys everywhere running around throwing their pox about. There were 71 cases total in the United States, Jack, a number across the Midwest. Among 69 patients for whom data was available, 18 were hospitalized. Some patients were hospitalized for isolation precautions. Only two patients, both children, had serious clinical illness. Both of these patients have recovered.
Well, I've dismissed every one of these virus outbreaks my entire radio career and have been right every single time except for one.
Right. Well, Kevin, our invaluable COVID correspondent, says, push back against the fear. You were right the first time, Jack. That was a once-in-a-century pandemic. Go back to ignoring them.
I was right the first time.
Yeah.
So a big CBS poll came out yesterday, so it was a focus of Face the Nation, and then made it on to a whole bunch of different shows throughout the day, and then Twitter feed and all that sort of stuff. So they're asking people their opinions, words describing the Republican Party, words describing the Democrat Party. And I'll tell you what the takeaway was for CBS, and then I'll tell you what I think the real takeaway is. They focused, for instance, on the fact that 54% of Americans describe the Republican Party as extreme.
No, no.
And that is going to make it difficult for the Republicans to win in November, even though the polling shows that blah, 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 blah. Well, if you just, I mean, these are smart people. Good God, who's a woman from Face the Nation, Margaret Brennan? She's smart. It's right up there on your own screen. The Democrats, it's 49% of Americans consider the Democrats extreme. So it's 54 to 49. It's practically within the margin of error. That's not worth discussing at all. That is not even worth remarking upon, let alone making it the core of your argument.
So half of Americans roughly think both parties are kind of extreme.
Let me guess.
Let's move on with our day.
Let me guess. I'll bet it's the other half. I'll bet it's the half that are Democrats think the half the Republicans are extreme and vice versa.
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. You're confusing me.
I just don't find that exciting.
Well, so they're just, it's always the same question. Are they deliberately being litigators, partisans, or do they actually possess such enormous blind spots they think they're being journalists?
I don't know. I mean, this is the guy that runs the polling department at CBS, super smart guy, but how he picked out that as a big number, 54% of Republicans, or 54% of people think Republican Party is extreme. With those numbers, this November, okay.
Buddy, you want to bet?
It's 49% for the Democrats. Some of the numbers I thought were pretty interesting in terms of picking out. They listed a whole bunch of words, and you could check boxes of words. So it wasn't always the same words that emerged. But only 36% of Americans describe the Democratic Party as effective, which is tough when you control all the government, right? If 36% of America thinks the Democratic Party is effective when you have every branch of government under your control currently, or all the making policy parts of the government under your control, that I think that is a significantly low number.
Well, that would suggest that you have a pretty fair share of Democrats saying Democrats are effective, but almost no independents.
Right. Republicans are low on the caring number. Only 37% of Americans think the Republicans Party cares about.
I don't give a crap if you think I care.
So compare and contrast this. 51% of Americans think the Democratic Party is weak.
Wow. Is unrealistic a word on the little list I could check?
It's 40.
In fantasy land, unicorn riding yuck yucks?
It's 41% of Republicans, though, not to do the same thing they did on CBS, but that is a 10-point spread. But plenty of Americans think both parties are weak. Plenty of Americans, half the country, thinks both parties are extreme. I think all I took from this poll is that we are every bit as polarized, no matter how you want to measure it, as it seems. Mm-hmm. We have very bad views of the other side. Each side has a very bad view of the other side, which is not good.
I have a bad view of both sides. Where does that leave me?
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah.
So do I.
So I want to make sure we have plenty of time for the Bill Maher stuff because it's absolutely terrific. A quick word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security. This is a very Jack Armstrongian story. It would be Joe Getty-esque as well if I hadn't gotten married young and have a lovely and responsible wife. But story of Joshua fell asleep with pizza rolls still in the oven. Luckily, Joshua has a comprehensive Simply Safe home security system equipped with everything to prevent break-ins and smoke detectors to sniff out fires. He jumped to the sound of the 95 decibel alarm from his Simply Safe home base station, alerting him that there was a fire.
So your comprehensive Simply Safe system with 24/7 professional monitoring, you could have that in your own home. You set it up yourself in about 30 minutes. You go to the website. You customize it to your own home. It costs less than $1 a day. No long-term contracts. With crime the way it is now, you want the best system out there and easy to use and install, and it's Simply Safe.
Everything from fire to randos stealing your stuff. Go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Customize the perfect system for your home. Go today. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. Go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
Yeah, we talk a lot about, of course, wokeness and especially around the whole trans thing. And Bill Maher spent a lot of time on it on Friday night and said things that I think only a lefty could get away with, making some points we've made over and over. I think you're really going to like this. And a bunch of other news we need to get to today. Again, maybe the headline of the day is Joe Biden changed our policy around Taiwan. We've now declared.
I did what?
We've now declared that we will come to their aid militarily if China were to invade. That might have been our policy all along. I think it probably was. But we'd never said it out loud before today. Of course, the question is whether he did that on purpose. Nobody knows that yet. All that stuff on the way. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
How about that stock market, huh? We all are worth about, what, a third less than we were a couple of months ago? That's all fantastic.
And we all make
about 10% less than we made a year ago. That's awesome.
Oh, the inflation thing, right. The invisible tax that takes away your money. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
And then you've got the radical gender theory crowd trying to indoctrinate your children and certain administration officials who may or may not be transgender themselves trying to push a wild radical view of this, especially to children. Well, Bill Maher, a old-timey liberal, not to be confused with a wild-eyed progressive, was addressing the rather shocking statistics on the topic during his show on HBO. Why don't we just roll number 8 and comment from there?
Something about the human race is changing at a previously unprecedented rate. We have to at least discuss it. Broken down over time, the LGBT population of America seems to be roughly doubling every generation. According to a recent Gallup poll, less than 1% of Americans born before 1946, that's Joe Biden's generation, identify that way. 2.6% of boomers do, 4.2% of Gen X, 10.5% of millennials, and 20.8% of Gen Z. Which means if we follow this trajectory, we will all be gay in 2054. I'm just saying that when things change this much, this fast, people are allowed to ask, what's up with that? It wasn't that long ago when adults asked a kid, what do you want to be when you grow up? They meant, what profession?
Yeah. Yeah, we've talked about the statistics before. They are shocking, and that's the perfect thing for him to say. When numbers are changing that fast, you can't blame anybody for saying, hold on, wait a second, what is going on here? Mm-hmm. And what was that number for Gen Z? 20%?
24%, wasn't it? Something like
Holy
that.
Holy cow!
And I think part of that has to do with, I'm going to show that I'm down with the crowd. Or,
it's part of
you
what
remember
he gets
the
into.
Whole LGBTQ thing has now got so many different letters that, you know, you could, is pansexual one of them? I'm that, whatever it is. So, but let's go on with the great Mr. Maher.
Yes. Part of the rise in LGBT numbers is from people feeling free enough to tell it to a pollster, and that's all to the good. But some of it is, it's trendy. Penis equals man. Okay, boomer. Remember, the prime directive of every teen is anything to shock and challenge the squares who brought you up. It's why nobody gets a nose ring at 56. And if you haven't noticed that with kids, doing something for the likes is more important than their own genitals, you haven't been paying attention. Dr. Erica Anderson is a prominent 71-year-old clinical psychologist who is herself transgender and who now says, I think it's gone too far. The LA Times summarizes, she's come to believe that some children identifying as trans are falling under the influence of their peers and social media. If you attend a small dinner party of typically very liberal, upper-income Angelenos, it is not uncommon to hear parents who each have a trans kid having a conversation about that. What are the odds of that happening in Youngstown, Ohio? If this spike in trans children is all natural, why is it regional? Either Ohio is shaming them or California is creating them.
Well, I'd be interested in what kind of response he got from those comments.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But that whole idea of going to an upscale liberal dinner party and every set of parents has one trans kid.
And what is their attitude in discussing that? In the case of the moneyed Angelenos, it would be great enthusiasm.
Sure.
Look how enlightened we are. I love it. I think it's wonderful. All right, one more clip.
Children are impressionable and very, very stupid. Maybe the boy who thinks he's a girl is just gay. Maybe the girl who hates girly stuff just needs to learn that being female doesn't mean you have to act like a Kardashian. I'm sure the vast majority of parents do not take this lightly, and that it's very hard to know when something is real or just a phase. And I understand being trans is different. It's innate. But kids do also have phases. They're kids. It's all phases. The dinosaur phase, the Hello Kitty phase. One day they want to be an astronaut. The next day you can't get them to leave their room. Gender fluid. Kids are fluid about everything. If kids knew what they wanted to be at age 8, the world would be filled with cowboys and princesses.
That's a pretty good line.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a pirate. Thank God nobody took me seriously and scheduled me for eye removal and peg leg surgery.
That is also a good line.
Wow. That is so
Thank
good.
God no one scheduled me for eye removal. Well, that's no crazier than your genitals being removed.
No. No,
as a child?
Not. Based on the whims of an adolescent who's under the sway of the brutality of social media, desperate for acceptance? As we've discussed, the pressures are enormous on kids. They want desperately. And you know what? I need to see this by race, too, because white kids on social media are desperate to not be the oppressor because they're fed this victim oppressor narrative from kindergarten on. And they're taught over and over again, you're the bad people. You're the bad people. And all they have to do is say, I'm pansexual. And all of a sudden, they're the good people.
Yeah, I never thought about that before. If you're white and straight as a teenager, in some areas of the country, I don't think in all areas of the country it matters, but in some areas of the country, that would be a pretty lame position to be in, man. You got nothing. You got nothing.
Well, you got oppression.
And you got...
It's far, far worse than nothing.
And you got one easy one that you can adopt just by saying so.
Right. Right, exactly. And then, and here's where it gets insidious, then you get swept along the conveyor belt of activists who want to push you to get hormone blockers, puberty blockers, hormone treatments and puberty blockers, and then surgery. Don't you want top surgery? Get top surgery. Get your breasts cut off, etc. Because that affirms them, which brings us to this person. The Rachel Levine, the Assistant Secretary for Health in the Biden administration, the transgender person who said that there is no debate, no argument among medical professionals, pediatricians, pediatric endocrinologists, adolescent medicine physicians, adolescent psychiatrists, psychologists, etc., about the value and importance of gender-affirming care. This Rachel Levine actually said that. Well, quite a number of folks in those very fields that Levine name-checked have said, there's enormous debate. There's serious debate. And in fact, most of Europe is going in the other direction, saying there must be extreme restraint when you're talking about adolescents. Do not give them hormone blockers. Do not give them hormones. Do not change them. Certainly do not surgically alter their adolescent bodies based on what may be the whim of an insecure adolescent. And this hadn't occurred to me, but Dr. Miriam Grossman, who's a child and adolescent psychiatrist, had a couple of great quotes about how incredibly arrogant it is to say that all pediatricians, physicians, therapists agree with her position, because it's far from the truth. And then, where is the one quote that I thought was so troubling? The Biden administration and their allies are hardcore against conversion therapy, right? This is the idea that you take a kid who's gay, or you take a youngster who thinks they're transgender or whatever, and you try to convert them away from it. They've portrayed it as just a brutal, stupid, probably, you know, those dopey Christians trying to do that. Here is the problem, and psychiatrists and child counselors are talking about this. If I even say, let's talk about this transgender thing you're expressing, let's talk about where it comes from and what might be at the heart of it, you will be accused of trying to engage in conversion therapy and you will be run out of your profession.
Interesting.
You can't even say, hey, let's slow down and talk about what's going on in your mind and heart, or you will be one of the evildoers. You'll lose your ability to make a living.
Man, what an interesting time to be alive. We got a lot more to talk about. If you miss an hour of the show, grab the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
And Getty.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.